Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. Today, we are on the letter A, and the term that we are talking about is what, Matt? Because I've forgotten already.
Alpha globulin.
Alpha globulin. So still in the alphas, but alpha globulin.
So we've covered, globulin's a protein. We've covered alpha before.
Yeah.
So alpha's just the start of the Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
Now, globulin.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I remember in the last episode, I spoke about alpha globulins as being proteins that migrate to a particular band during electrophoresis. And there's a group of them. It tells you nothing about their function. It just tells you about their size.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yep. But the term globulin, which is all I wanted.
Oh, sorry.
Comes from the term globulus, which just means small globe.
Oh, okay.
Small globe or spherical object.
So it's roundish.
It's roundish.
Right.
Now, let's take a step back for a second because these globular proteins are found in the blood.
Yep.
So let's just take a tube of blood. How much blood is in a typical, you know, those tubes when you give blood?
5 mils, 10 mils.
So let's say 10 mils.
Yep.
And if you spin it down, so they put it in a centrifuge, spin it really quick, and it separates based on heaviness, right? Yep. So from that blood, that whole blood, about 45% of it will go to the bottom, and that is your red blood cells.
Yep.
Then you have about 1%, which is the buffy coat, which is the white blood cells and platelets.
Yep.
And then you have the top section, which is straw color. It almost looks like urine.
Hey. Yeah.
And that's plasma.
Yep.
So 55% of your whole blood is plasma.
Makes sense. Yep.
Now, we're going to focus purely on plasma here. Of plasma, what percentage of it is just water?
92%.
So 92. So most of your plasma is just fluid.
Yeah.
Right. Now, from that, 7% of your plasma are what we call plasma proteins.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we can separate. So we're just going to focus on the plasma proteins.
Okay. So these are important proteins floating through our blood.
Because this is alpha globulin, which is a part of a plasma protein.
Yeah.
Now, of that 7% of plasma proteins, 55%, so over half of the plasma proteins, are what?
Albumin.
Albumin.
Yeah, it has two major functions. It's a carrier molecule.
Yeah.
Carries fat-soluble substances, drugs, hormones. I don't know if they can carry fatty acids, but anyway. But that's pretty much the major functions.
Yeah.
But then the other proteins tend to be mostly the globulins.
Globulins. Right? So globulins are about 38% of the plasma proteins are globulins.
Okay.
Come back to that because this is what it's going to be. Another common one is fibrinogen, which is for clotting.
Yes, very important.
So we're now focusing on the globulins.
Yeah.
Now, there's three subtypes of globulins.
Yep.
There's obviously alpha, beta, and gamma.
Yes.
Gamma is associated with the immune system.
Yep. So they're IgG antibodies.
Yep.
Yep.
So now we're going to focus on the alpha.
What about the beta?
Well, we're going to do that in a later episode when we're in bees.
What are they briefly? Do you know what they are?
So they're both transport proteins.
Yeah.
They're all about transport within the blood.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason for why they're named separately is just because if you wanted to try to separate the proteins, mm-hmm. so if you were, let's say, had this plasma fluid and you try to get the proteins to be separated,
yep.
you could do it through a process called electrophoresis.
Yeah, well, I spoke about that just at the beginning of this
which
episode.
Is basically you can separate them by charge,
yep.
just which is dictated by the size of the protein
yep.
and how quick it can move through a particular type of gel. And so the alpha globulins is just a band of globulins that sit within the same region because they're approximately the same size.
Yep.
And there's a whole group of alpha globulins. They can be glycoproteins. There's some that can be a lipoprotein, which you may have heard of in blood lipids.
Yeah.
But the one that you spoke about was the alpha-1 antitrypsin.
Oh, in the last episode?
Yeah.
Yes, and episode. That's high-density lipoproteins is yep. one of them. Yeah.
So that
well, is an alpha.
Yeah. So
globulin.
That's all that really the alpha globulins are.
Yep.
Now, in terms of just a clinical context to one, there is one interesting alpha globulin,
yep.
which is called alpha fetoprotein.
Alpha?
Fetoprotein.
Alpha fetoprotein.
Okay. Now, this is a plasma protein,
yep.
which we've already established, but in this case, it's produced more in the embryo or the fetus.
Oh, so that's the feto part.
That's the feto part.
Right.
So it's produced in the yolk sac,
yep.
which kind of drops away after a while, and then it goes to the fetal liver, and it's important to do kind of the job of albumin.
Oh, it's a carrier.
It's a carrier. So it binds to certain things to be carried.
So is that because albumin isn't produced yet in a
high enough
quantity?
I'm not sure if it's not produced or possibly a different type of, maybe it's not functional at this point.
Right.
Because I guess, yeah, that's a good question. Because I know that hemoglobin, you have a fetal form of hemoglobin, which then changes into an adult form.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's a similar kind of crossover there.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good question.
And things like, you know, they have vitamin K. They don't necessarily have vitamin K either. So maybe this is just one of those cases.
So the alpha fetoprotein, besides doing those things, can be also used as a screening product.
Yeah.
So it can be taken from pregnant women,
mm-hmm.
Presumably through their own serum.
Yep.
And if they see that there is an anomaly with this particular alpha fetoprotein, it could provide some insight in terms of a biomarker for certain fetal diseases. So it may be used to tell the physician that there may be developmental defects within the developing fetus.
Right.
If that protein is out of range. Whack.
And so it's produced by the liver, but the yeah. liver of the fetus.
Of the fetus.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or yolk sac into the fetus. And that's also part of blood development in the fetus.
Yep.
It goes from yolk sac to liver
yep.
to then to bone marrow cells, which is where we produce our blood cells in okay. adults.
Yeah.
The other thing it could be used for, this alpha fetoprotein, is in terms of cancers within the born human.
So it's
not necessarily an adult, but it could be a newborn. Or along the spectrum.
Okay.
It could be indicative of certain cancers that have arisen, maybe, would you call it congenitively? So that you've already got it in you at birth and it just develops over time.
Yeah.
yeah. Such as a hepatocellular carcinoma.
Right.
So those can be kind of used as a biomarker in a number of settings. So that's alpha fetoprotein, which is an alpha globulin.
And there's another one called plasminogen, which is another alpha globulin. And plasminogen, so we've heard of fibrinogen,
yeah.
which creates fibrin, which...
So this one breaks it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Breaks down fibrin. So it's part of the anti or the clot dissolution cascade or the fibrinolytic system.
So that means you could possibly use it as a clot buster?
Possibly. Yeah.
I know they use some, like streptokinase as an example, which is, I think, from bacteria or something that they use to bust up clots, already established clots. So if you were to have a PE or a clot somewhere else, they could give them this and it could break the clot down
right.
rather than prevent it.
So this is Alpha globulins.
Alpha globulins.
And this is an umbrella term for a number of globulins, one of which was the last episode I spoke about.
Yes, that's right.
Which is the antitrypsin. Alpha 1 antitrypsin.
Yeah.
But then you just spoke about the alpha fetoprotein. And I spoke about plasminogen. But there's heaps, right?
There is.
There's haptoglobin. There's ceruloplasmin. There's thyroxine binding globulin. There's a bunch. But at the end of the day, like you said, most of them
transporting
bind and transport. Not all, but most do, whether it's binding free hemoglobin or binding copper and transporting it.
Yeah.
Or for the one that I spoke about, breaking down.
And I wonder then, with that said, it can cause a condition called Wilson's disease, which is a copper transport issue.
In the eye
and you see it in the eye, but I think it causes liver damage.
Yeah. Anyway, that is alpha globulin.
You're welcome.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.